coming up is yet another audio from a video. If you'd rather watch the video, I will link it as the first link in the description. In the second link in the description, I am going to link my newsletter list, which I highly, highly encourage you to join. It is the primary means of connecting to my followers and updating them in such a way as cannot be censored or restricted by any third party. So please support me by subscribing to my newsletter list.
We are outside of the Lancaster County Courthouse here for the Amos Miller hearing. This is the rally preceding the hearing. Amos Miller has an organic farm in Bird and Hand, Pennsylvania. And at present, his entire organic raw dairy operation has been put under an injunction by the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. Today's hearing is going to determine whether or not that injunction will be upheld or not, whether or not Miller will have the ability to access his customer group with this organic food. The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture obtained this injunction under the premise that Miller's food is unsafe for the public. However, Amos Miller has had zero food safety complaints with the state from his customers in his nearly 20 years of business. This does not impact so much the small farmer as it does the consumer, and the consumer that would have access to private food and not public food. Are you a farmer, are you a consumer, or are you just a concerned citizen?
I am a concerned citizen.
I'm a concerned citizen.
All the above.
Are you a farmer, a consumer, or a concerned citizen?
Concerned citizen.
For what brought you out here?
My son, he has an autoimmune issue. He literally was down to 106 pounds December a year ago, and he's 5'10", 5'11". Amos Miller has been the one place that we can go to get whatever he needs, including like the bovine colostrum, things for his gut to help his gut health. There has been no one that's helped us. If it wasn't for him, he wouldn't be eating.
I'm in healthcare, and I see people getting sicker and sicker. There's never going to be a cure. A healthy patient is no longer a customer. They don't want to tell you about the good foods. And medicine is they're not helping.
All right, guys, why did you come out to today's rally?
We're here because we support food freedom and being able to buy the food that you want to from whoever you want to eat it from.
What kind of impact has food like Miller's made on your life?
Health issues that I've had in the past with pain and in different areas of my body, changing to healthy food. The pain is going away.
I don't think people realize that when you put milk into a store, you're basically killing the milk by pasteurization. So, and even homogenization is linked to a lot of things. So
you are a direct customer of Amos Miller.
I am a direct customer, and I trust him. And I also know that if someone's going to get sick off something when it comes to raw milk, it is so rare. But these are members. This is not sold to the public. That's my private contract between me and Amos Miller. We go in knowing what risks we're taking, which to us are very little compared to what you're getting when it comes to the health.
What does this case mean to you? Is it how it will affect you or your community?
I think we have our priorities all backwards. You walk into any grocery store, you're eating poison, got an obesity epidemic, and now we're devoting government resources to persecuting the guy who provides real food to people who want to buy it.
An estimated 200 to 400 concerned citizens, small farmers, and even members of the Amish community came out to support access to private foods under a private membership. The hearing began at 1:30 with a packed courtroom and went for 4 hours, concluding after 5 p.m. No judgment was issued on February 29th, but the next day, on March 1st, the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture succeeded, and Judge Thomas B. Spinagle upheld the injunction against Miller Organic Farms, prohibiting Miller Organic Farms from distributing his organic raw dairy products to over 4,000 private members. A full recap from the courtroom, as well as a one-on-one interview discussing next steps in the trial with Miller's attorney Robert Barnes, are coming soon, and I will link them here on screen once they're available.